Fakarapoportanga Reporata, Royal Commission of Inquiry, Abuse in Care, Maryland's, Executive Summary, Simplified English. Producer's note, this document shows a logo described as follows. The words, abuse in care, are across the top in white on a green background. Underneath in white are the words, Royal Commission of Inquiry. To the left of the two lines of text in white, there is a flax plant, harakeke. This document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, on the 25th of July 2023. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. This document contains 13 footnotes that are given at the end. End of producer's note. Content warning. This content discusses themes of abuse, neglect and trauma. The content may be distressing to readers. Fakarapoportanga Reporata, Royal Commission of Inquiry, Abuse in Care, Maryland's, Executive Summary, Simplified English. 1. Maryland School started in 1955 and the Hebron Trust started in 1986. Both were in Christchurch. They were both run by a Catholic group called the Order of the Brothers of St. John of God. This case study will call the group, the Order. The Order did not care for the children and young people at Maryland School or Hebron Trust. Instead, they sexually, physically and spiritually abused them. Survivors of both places called them, Hell on Earth. 2. Until the late 1980s, the government thought disabled children and young people should be trained in special facilities, instead of staying at home with their families and going to school. The people who went to Maryland School and Hebron Trust were very vulnerable and helpless. Many were Rangatahi Māori, young Māori. 3. People believed that Maryland's was the best place for young boys. The state did not seem to care about Maryland School. Anxious parents believed Maryland's was a future-focused school and that the brothers were experts at teaching disabled children. Police, the courts and other social agencies sent young people to Hebron Trust because of its reputation for supporting young people and because the community liked Brother McGrath, who was a teacher. 4. The Christchurch community, parents, government, medical professionals and other experts were tricked by the order. In fact, the children did not receive a proper education and were raped, beaten, and neglected. Often, people did not believe the survivors who said the order abused them. The bishops and leaders in the order thought sexual abuse was a sin, not a crime, so they tried to protect their brothers in the order who were accused of sexual abuse. Maryland School. 5. In 1954, the order was invited by the Bishop of Christchurch to work at the Maryland's property. The order agreed and set up Maryland School, a place for disabled boys to live and learn. The school separated children from their families, peers and community. This showed how eugenics and ableism were a part of society's thinking at the time. 6. Ableism is a way of not valuing people socially. If disabled people cannot be cured, they need to be kept separate from the valued society. The valued society is not disabled. 7. Eugenics is the belief that perfect people can be created by making sure that imperfect people don't have babies. Disabled people were thought to be imperfect and so were removed from society. 8. The order brought brothers from Australia to teach and look after the school. Most of them were not trained teachers and had no special skills to teach disabled children. All 5 brothers have now been accused of abusing students during the school's first year. It's also possible that some boys were abused every day. 9. Nearby to Maryland School was the St. Joseph's Orphanage, run by a different Catholic group, the Sisters of Nazareth. Footnote 1. The Royal Commission is not looking at the orphanage, but people in the orphanage have told the Royal Commission that they were also abused by the Order's brothers. 10. The state and some ministers of the Crown helped set up and fund Maryland School for 30 years. However, the state failed to protect the children and young people there, or check they were learning and being cared for. Children were not believed when they told police and social workers of their abuse. 11. The order did not keep track of boys' disabilities or ethnicities. The order did not understand the needs of the young people they cared for. The school failed badly at their main job, which was to teach the students. They made the children work in the laundry, kitchen and on the land, instead of being taught in class. Teaching and training the boys was almost totally forgotten. 12. 537 boys went to Maryland School. More than 1 in 5, 118, said the brothers abused them. Survivors told the Royal Commission that the brothers raped, masturbated and abused the young boys regularly. Sometimes, this happened in secret, but sometimes this happened in front of other students to scare or punish them. Children had to do what the brothers told them or they would be physically abused. The children were always afraid. 13. The brothers also used religious beliefs and teachings to abuse the boys. They silenced the boys and young people as the brothers were scared of being punished by God himself. The brothers used religious language as a reason for what they were doing, or they abused boys as part of religious activities. 14. Brother McGrath was a New Zealander, but the brothers were mostly from Australia. They didn't know about Aotearoa New Zealand culture, or Te O Māori, or about the needs of any other cultural groups. The Catholic Church and Bishop of Christchurch did not check that the order were upholding Te Tiriti, or Waitangi. Some brothers were racist and negative towards Māori students and made this very clear. 15. With so much physical violence and sexual abuse, life at Marylands was terrifying and uncertain. Some boys saw violence that they believe may have caused the deaths of other boys. It was impossible to avoid sexually explicit behavior and material. Boys talked about ending their lives. There was no escape. The boys were isolated, and their claims were not believed. Cruelty was everywhere. Hebron Trust. 16. The order left Marylands in 1984. Then the Bishop of Christchurch asked them to open Hebron Trust to work with at-risk young people, including many Māori people. 17. The state thought Hebron Trust was a good place to care for young people in 1990, so it let the trust become a state service provider. 18. The order provided young people at Hebron Trust with temporary housing. Brother Bernard McGrath, one of the order's worst serial rapists, used his position at both Marylands and Hebron Trust to rape and physically abuse many of the young people who he cared for. Footnote 2. Brother McGrath was the only brother in charge of all operations. He continued to abuse Rangatahi young people at Hebron Trust in bigger and worse ways. 19. Brother McGrath was able to abuse young people in all areas of the Christchurch community, particularly Rangatahi Māori, young Māori. Shockingly, although the order knew of his abuse at Marylands, the reports were not investigated. This allowed Brother McGrath to carry on his abuse at Hebron because nobody checked on him. 20. All of Brother McGrath's abuse will likely never be known. We do know that 28 individuals, most aged under 18, told the order that they had been abused by Brother McGrath at Hebron Trust. There was also one report of McGrath abusing a staff worker. Many of those young people were homeless, who were brought to Hebron Trust by social service agencies, or the criminal and youth justice system. McGrath's abuse towards Hebron Trust victims was the worst kind. It caused long-term damage to survivors. Effects of abuse. 21. The Tuakino abuse, harm and neglect, had many effects on the boys at Marylands, Hebron Trust and the orphanage. Some became violent and showed inappropriate sexual behavior. In the long term, some had lasting and painful physical injuries from the abuse. About 75% of survivors we spoke to used drugs or alcohol to cope with their abuse, some while still at school. Often this led to the boys committing crimes and joining gangs. Survivors have shared their ongoing mental distress, physical health issues and sexual confusion. 22. The Tuakino abuse, harm, neglect, resulted in the loss of trust and religious faith, as well as an inability to form meaningful friendships and relationships with friends, children and partners. The lack of education and or training in the school meant the boys had almost no job opportunities. Most survivors were only able to get low-paying, basic work. 23. Many told us they had thought about or attempted suicide. Tragically, others have lost their lives this way. Complaints and accountability. 24. From the late 1970s through to the early 2000s, leaders of the order were told of many allegations against brothers. 25. Children reported abuse multiple times, including to the order's brothers, the order's leaders, social workers and police. Mostly, these children were not believed. In nearly all cases, the order and the Catholic Church failed to act on these reports. 26. Of the 37 brothers who ministered in Christchurch when the order ran Marylands, 21 brothers received abuse complaints. Many more brothers received complaints in New Zealand than in Australia. 27. Two police investigations, 10 years apart, were delayed because the brothers and the order did not cooperate. The Australian-based order spent a lot of money over many years on legal costs to stop brothers being sent back for trials in Aotearoa New Zealand, but finally, they returned. 28. In 1993, Brother McGrath was sentenced to 3 years in prison for 10 charges of indecencies upon victims aged 8 to 16 years. In 2006, Brothers Garchow and Maloney finally returned to Aotearoa New Zealand to face trial, along with Brother McGrath and Brother Yu. 29. Brother Maloney, who led Maryland's school in the late 1970s and the 1980s, was convicted in 2008 on 7 charges, footnote 3, involving 5 complainants, footnote 4, and sentenced to 2 years and 9 months imprisonment. Footnote 5. He was released from prison, on parole, in September 2009 and he then returned to Australia. The order told the media, Brother Maloney is still a member of the order and will be accommodated within the order in Australia. Footnote 6. He died in Sydney in 2019. 30. In July 2008, the trials of Brother Garchow and Brother Yu did not take place due to illness of survivors and Brother Garchow himself. Footnote 7. He died in March 2011. Brother Yu asked for each person who complained of his abuse to have a psychological test. The police thought Brother Yu was trying to make these people look wrong. Brother Yu had all his charges removed because of test delays and because the allegations about him were historical. 31. In 2006, Brother McGrath was convicted in Aotearoa, New Zealand on 22 charges from his time at Maryland's of doing and inducing indecent acts on boys under 16 years of age. Footnote 8. The sexual assaults included touching, fondling, masturbation and oral sex. He was found not guilty of charges of anal rape. Footnote 9. He was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Footnote 10. The judge noted that the victim impact reports refer to anger, fear, anxiety, nightmares, low self-esteem, post-traumatic stress disorder and, in many cases, gross problems in later life. Footnote 11. McGrath was released from prison in 2008. Footnote 12. 32. In 2018, Bernard McGrath was again convicted in Australia and sentenced to 33 years in prison for 64 offences against 12 boys at Kendall Grange over 7 years. In 2019, he was convicted and sentenced for a further 29 years for crimes against another 15 Kendall Grange boys. Some of these crimes included sodomy, forced anal sex. 33. In total, Brother McGrath was convicted in 5 court cases, 2 in Aotearoa, New Zealand and 3 in Australia, of more than 100 offences over 3 decades. He will likely spend the rest of his life in an Australian prison. 34. The police and the courts did not support survivors. Some evidence was ignored because of survivors' disabilities. Police did not keep any data about survivors' disabilities and they did not ask specialists to help them communicate with disabled abuse victims. Police failed to provide culturally appropriate systems for Murray and Pacific people. 35. NZ Police agreed it could be difficult for disabled people to get a fair hearing because criminal trials rely on clear communication, cross-examination, and understanding difficult and fast-moving events in court. Footnote 13. The system did not help victims of sexual abuse, whether disabled or not. 36. We were told by survivors and their whānau that the criminal justice process did not care about survivors' disabilities or allow them to have caregiver support while giving evidence. They also said the criminal justice process did not care about their disability during cross-examination and ignored their evidence, instead of supporting them. 37. The Bishop of Christchurch supported the order in New Zealand and he failed to carefully look at the order's work at both Maryland's and the Hebron Trust. Also, when the abuse reports became public knowledge in 2002, Bishop Kinnean failed to take any responsibility for the order's actions. Instead, he said he was unhappy about the media attention and spoke out to protect the reputation of the church. Possible breach of human rights obligations. 38. The Crown has obligations to protect the human rights of those under their care. What we have seen shows us that the Crown may have breached their human rights obligations to those in care at Maryland School and the Hebron Trust. 39. The Order and its members may also be legally responsible for abuse of those who received services from the Hebron Trust. Legal responsibility could come under the New Zealand Bill of Rights Act for acts done after the Bill of Rights became law on the 25th of September 1990. 40. Making a legal claim would be difficult for anybody. Our inquiry cannot make decisions about legal responsibility because of the Inquires Act 2013 and because it is outside of our functions. That is a matter for the courts or other appropriate bodies. 41. We encourage the Crown and the Order, after reading this report, to take good faith steps to assess their legal responsibility. We also encourage proactive action to make sure that survivors' access to justice is supported. 42. Aotearoa New Zealand must listen to the calls for justice and responsibility. We must support healing. These institutions must change so that this terrible harm to children and young people, tamariki and rangatahi, does not happen again. This change will make Aotearoa New Zealand welcoming and inclusive, so family and whānau can be healthy, safe and respected. Te Tiriti, or Waitangi. 43. The state, the Catholic Church and the order did not provide care consistent with the principles of tetiriti or waitangi. Thinking about tetiriti recognizes that obligations may follow tamariki mari when they're cared for by the state or faith-based places. What we found. 44. We make 42 findings in our report. They set out the failures of the order, the church and the state. 45. The state helped set up and gave money to Maryland school. That school did not provide enough education and safety for the children who were sent there. The children were abused, neglected, and without their human rights. The state helped set up Hebron Trust. State agencies sent young, at-risk people to Hebron without checking that they would be safe. The state did not check that Maryland School and Hebron Trust supported tetiriti, or waitangi. The state did not make sure people were held responsible for the abuse. 46. The Catholic Church and the Order of the Brothers of St. John of God set up Maryland School and Hebron Trust in a way that kept them happy, but not the tamariki, children, and rangatahi, youth, they should have cared for. They did not provide support, learning or understanding of te, or mari. The brothers caused extreme harm and tuukino, abuse, harm and neglect, to these young people. They also tried multiple times to avoid responsibility for their terrible actions. 47. The order has still not tried to help survivors. Social workers and police failed to record or act on reports of abuse by boys who ran away or were wards of the state attending Maryland School and Hebron Trust. Neither the order nor the Catholic Church have ever tried to find out why abuse at Maryland's was so bad. 48. This report is not about bad apples, it is not about the small number of convictions made against a few abusers. We heard from hundreds of survivors and their whānau, family. Each story had potential for legal responsibility to be claimed. The order, church and state have not been found responsible for the many terrible things that happened at Maryland's and Hebron Trust. They have also never taken responsibility for failing to confront what was happening. Because they have not been held responsible, we cannot be sure something like this will not happen again. 49. What we found here supports our view that the Puritamu Torofanui holistic redress system and scheme that we recommended in our December 2021 report must be in both state and faith-based institutions. 50. What we found strengthens our view that the Puritamu Torofanui holistic redress system that we recommended in our December 2021 report must be in both state and faith-based institutions. 51. Aotearoa New Zealand must listen to the calls for accountability and justice. Big changes to those institutions will be needed to make sure that this harm and exploitation of children and young people, tamariki and rangatahi, does not happen again. Footnotes. Footnote 1. When Maryland's moved to Halswell. Footnote 2. Under Aotearoa New Zealand criminal law, someone cannot be charged with rape of a male. Instead, the charge is anally sexually violated. However, for clarity and familiarity for the reader, we use the term rape. Footnote 3. NZ Police Report Form, NZP0012793, page 6, Te Roopuu Tautoko Maryland's Briefing Paper 5, Summary of the Hospitaller Order of St. John of God's Response, Knowledge and Treatment of Other Alleged Offenders, as amended on the 29th of September 2021, CTH0015243, paragraph 96. Footnote 4. NZ Police Report Form, NZP0012793, page 6, see also Te Roopuu Tautoko, Maryland's Briefing Paper 5, CTH0015243, paragraph 96. Footnote 5. Te Roopuu Tautoko, Maryland's Briefing Paper 5, CTH0015243, paragraph 96, witness statement of Sonia Cooper and Sam Benton of Cooper Legal, WITN0831001, paragraph 836, NZ Police Report Form, NZP0012793, page 6. Footnote 6. Te Roopuu Tautoko, Maryland's Briefing Paper 5, CTH0015243, paragraph 96. Footnote 7. Te Roopuu Tautoko, Maryland's Briefing Paper Number 5, Summary of the Hospitaller Order of St. John of God's Response, Knowledge and Treatment of Other Alleged Offenders as amended on the 29th of September 2021, CTH0015243, paragraph 57, see also witness statement of Peter Reed, NZP0042570, Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse in Care, the 5th of August 2021, paragraph 3.15. Footnote 8. NZ Police Report Form, Detective Inspector Peter Reed, regarding the completion of police operation, NZP0012793, the 23rd of May 2010, page 1. Footnote 9. R.V. McGrath, H.C. Christchurch CRI-2004-0-09-002462, CTH0011911, 27 April 2006, paragraph 4. Footnote 10. R.V. McGrath, H.C. Christchurch CRI-2004-0-09-002462, CTH0011911, 27 April 2006, paragraph 25. Footnote 11. Sentencing Notes, Chisholm J., R.V. McGrath, H.C. Christchurch CRI-2004-0-09-002462, CTH0011911, 27 April 2006, NZP0030905, paragraph 6. Footnote 12. ABC Australia Notes from Sentencing of Brother McGrath, CTH0008331, page 47. Footnote 13. Transcript of evidence of Peter Reid from the Maryland School Public Hearing, TRN 0000416, Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse in Care, the 16th of February 2022, page 523. Producer's note: this audio version of this document was produced on the 25th of July 2023 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 10050. Phone 09-3204173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This audio production of this document is intended primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.